We're on the top of Memdalad on the base. Omer Avami, Arava Tzricha Shir. The Arava you use for Hoshana Rabba has to have a Shir. The Einan Itelis Ela B'fnei Atzman, you have to take it alone by itself, not together with the Lulav. The Einan Yotzei De Chovosa Barava Shabalulav. And you're not Yotzei with the one of the Lulav. Where it says, Kivan the Omer Mar, Einan Itelis Ela B'fnei Atzman, Pshitah De Einan Yotzei Barava Shabalulav. If you said you have to take it by itself, so obviously you're not Yotze if it's together with the Lulav. So I'd have to say again, you're not Yotze with the one, the Lulav. Now to say, Mahani Mila Hecha Delo Agboi V'Hadar Agbe. That's only where you didn't pick up the Lulav a second time, the Shem Arava. Aval Agbe V'Hadar Agbe Emalo. But I might think that if you picked up the Lulav twice, and one specifically, not for the sake of Lulav, for the sake of Arava, you Yotze Arava. Kamash Malan, no, it can't be together with the Lulav at all. So some learn from here that that's only if it's connected to the Lulav. But if you take the Arava out of the Lulav and take it separately, then what's it called? You could be Yotze with it, with that Arava. And others will know, since it's hooked for the mitzvah of Lulav, you can't use it for the mitzvah of Arava. Okay, Rashi. Shir, lakam before a shir. I'm going to explain what the shir is. Can't be connected to the other meaning. The muchashi mitzvah. It has to be clear that this is the mitzvah of Arava. If you picked up the lulav once, l'shem lulav, and then you picked it up again, l'shem Arava, I might think you're yotzei, ima leipukba. Now it's clear you're doing it a second time for the sake of the Arava. So the Gemara says, no, that's not good. Rav Chizda Om Rav Yitzchak Adam Yotze Yidei Chovasa Barava Shabalulav. But Rav Chizda holds you are Yotze with the Arava in the Lulav. The Kama Shiura, how much is the Shir of Arava for Hoshana Rabba? Om Rav Nachman Gimel Badei Alim Lachim. You have to have three branches, and each branch has to have moist leaves on it. And Pashtus, moist leaves means rove of it has to be with leaves. Rav Sheshe Samar Afilu Ola Echad Ubad Echad. Rav Sheshe said, even one leaf and one branch. Samar says, Ola Echad Ubad Echad Salkadaitach. Mashu taking one branch with no leaves and one leaf. What kind of mitzvah is with a leaf? Ela Ema Afilu Ola Echad Ubad Echad. Even one branch with only one leaf on it, you Yotze Arava with that. So Zecher LeMikdash, the Zecher is enough, one branch even with one leaf on it. Rashi, the Kama Shiura, Damor and Leel Tzricha Shir, we said before, needs a Shir. What is the Shir? Shlosha Bade, Shiesh Bechol Echad Alim Lachim. Three branches, and each one has fresh leaves on it. Ola Echad Ubad Echad Tzolkadaitech, Ola Mashm below Bad. Ola means a leaf without a branch. Ubad below Ola, and Bad means a branch without leaves. So if you have one leaf and one bare branch is good enough. That can't be. Umayla Kicha, Ba'ala below Bad, Holo Minker. What kind of Vakicha is taking a leaf? Can't recognize doing anything with Shem Mitzvah by taking a leaf. When it says, Ola Echad Vad Echad. What it means is, one branch with at least one leaf on it. Bad Echad Ubo Ola Echad. The Dayo, that's enough. The Chinamir La'el Gimel Tvachim. Right, I we said before, the Shear of Arava is three Tvachim, and it has to have most of the leaves on it. That's Lagabe Lulav, Hudamriyan. For the lulav, you need a three tvachim. But the arava that you use for aravas of Hoshana Rabba, that you don't need shlosha tvachim. And now the minig is to bring long aravas, the yofim, sheminkra mitzvah be'ayin yofa. We'll see another reason why Dafka to bring long ones, right, besides hither mitzvah, but it's dome them more to the way that it was when they put them up on the Mizbeach. They used very long aravas. And the halacha is not like the halacha is you need three tvachim, even for the Hoshana of the Arava, and it has to be at least one branch and at least one, what's it called, the leaf. But lechatchila, you need three branches. We use five branches, alpi Kabbalah, and what's it called, most of the leaves there. Omer Abu, Havi Kamina Kameda Rav Elezer Rav Tzadik. There was one standing in front of Rav Elezer Rav Tzadik. Va'aisi on Shoshana Rabba. Ba'aisu agavra arava kameh, and somebody brought him an arava, shakali took it, chavit chavit v'lo borech. Chavit, like we said, is he shook it, Rashi says. The Rambam says he hit it on the ground. He shook it, and he didn't make a bracha. Kesavra minig neviimu. Because he held that arava is a minig neviim. We said, on a minig like arava, you don't make a bracha. Even though on some minhagim we do make a bracha, but on this minig you don't make a bracha. Ebu v'chizkiu v'nei barte, derav, aisu arava l'kamei. Ebu and Chizkiu, who were the sons of the daughter of Rav. Ebu and Chizkiu, the sons of the daughter of Rav, brought them an aisu arava kamei derav. So they brought a Rav and arava. Chavit, chavit v'lo biruch. Same thing. He shook it, according to Rashi, hit it on the ground, according to the Rambam, and he didn't make a bracha. Kesavra meaning the vimbu. Omar Ebu, havi kamina kameder of Elazar, b'Rav Tzadik. I was once standing in front of Rav Elazar b'Tzadik. Also the kameahu gavra, right? And a person came before him. Since we said before, he was standing in front of Rav Elazar b'Tzadik and saw what he did with Arava, he mentions another maisa that happened when he was standing in front of Rav Elazar b'Tzadik. Guy came in front of him. Omar le kreisa isli, I own cities. Karmaya isli, I own kromim, vineyards. Zesaya isli, and I own, olive trees. But also b'nei Christ, the people that live in my cities, right, umekashkashin b'karmaya, they are hoeing my karim, v'ochlin b'zesaya, and they're eating, olives to pay for their hoeing. Orich or low orich. It's good or not good. It's okay or not okay. Came to ask after the thing happened. Well, I said, that's what usually people do. I just ate this thing. Was it kosher or not? So in any case, should have come to ask before they did it. But he came to ask, is it okay? Can he continue doing that? Omer lei low orich. Not okay. Right? So why? It was Shemitah. And the question was, are you allowed to hoe the carrot? And not only that, but they're taking Perishvias and getting paid their wages from Perishvias of the Zaysim. So there were two problems, hoeing the Kerem and getting paid in Shvias fruit for the work. So Omar Lei Loor, Havika Shavik Lei, so he left him, V'Ozil. Omar, V'Lozer Rav Tzadik said, Kadu Havesi Dairi Ba'ara Hadom Nem Shonim. I lived in this land in Eretz Yisrael for 40 years. V'lo chamisi bar inish mahalach b'orchen detakten kedein. I never saw anybody walking in such a straight path as this guy. Right? 40 years, nobody asked me shailas like this. Right? This guy is a straight guy. Hadar v'as, he came back. V'amrlei, my ma'avit. Right? So he came back, he said, what'd you do? He went to take care of the situation. He was told it's not okay. He told him, what should I do? He said, be mafker your zaysim to the aniyim. And even though it's a little bit difficult, because he has to be mafker to everybody. But some say that it was after the beer. And there's a mandiomer of Yehuda who holds that after beer, only aniyim are allowed to eat shvias. So be mafker it to aniyim. The same pritaya lekashkushe kromim, right? And give money, don't pay them in Peiros Shvias, because you're not allowed to pay your debts in Peiros Shvias. Schor. So pay them with money, and be mafker your zaysim. Shmur says, and to the guys who are hoeing your kerem. Shmur says, the kishkushe mishori. That means you're allowed to hoe the kerem during Shvias. V'atanya v'ashvias tishmetenu netashta, tishmetenu melekashkesh. Right? Leave it hefker. And don't hoe it, unatash from the sakel, and don't take off the rocks, and which is harisha, which is plowing, right, making the area smooth for planting. Amravukva barchama trei kishkushe havi. There are two kinds of hoeing. Chad stume pile. One closes up the holes in the ground and keeps it from drying out and keeps the vines from dying. That's okay. The chad avruya yilna, and one hoeing makes the tree grow better. That's osur. Avruya yilne osur. It's osur to do malachas that are only durabana. Hoeing is only in malacha durabana. It's also to do malachas rabbanon that make the tree grow better. Stume pile shori, but to close up the cracks in the ground so the tree doesn't die, that's ukme ilana. That's just to keep it alive. That's mutter. Rashi. Chavit Abu, Avu the Rav. Abu was Rav's father. Chavit, Lashon Nianua, shook it. And we said there were three sheets is what Chavit means. One is to just shake it. The other one is to shake it to all the directions. And the other is to hit it on the ground. And we do all of them. Minig Nevi'im hi, Bigvulin, V'lo Yisod Nevi'im. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, it was only a Minig Nevi'im to take Arava. Hilkach Einot Tzricha Bracha. Therefore it doesn't need a Bracha. Kreisa Isli, Kfarim V'yoshveim. I own some cities and people live there. U'mekashkishim B'karmaya, Odrin Es Akromim B'Shvias. They're hoeing the vineyards during Shvias. The Achli Zesaya, B'Shar Chafir Es Akromim. And they're taking their wages out of the olives of Shvias. V'einu Mafkirim L'Aniyim. And I'm not mafkir them to the Aniyim, I'm giving them to my workers. Orich lo or, tov lasos kein olo. Is it okay to do that or not? Orich lashon dover hagun. Orich means something proper. Is it okay? Is it proper? Uve ezra yesh lo dome. The ervas malka lo orich. Lona lemerze. It's not proper for us to see the erv of the king. Lo orich. Orich means not proper. Omerle lo orich. It's not proper. Vishatah porea pulosum mi perishvias. You're paying your workers with perishvias. Torah amra la'achla v'lo l'sorah. You have to eat it, not do business with it. And paying your workers is doing business with perish shvias. Aval ha'kishkush mutter k'dla kamon. But the hoeing was mutter. Amra v'lozer bar tzadik kadu aveshi doyer kvar avru mem shona shanidor b'eretz azos. I'm already living in Eretz Yisrael 40 years. V'lo chamisi bar inish lo ra'isi ben adam. I didn't see a person to mahalach b'urcha desak nekadein. She mahalach b'derech yosher kodem zeh. Didn't see anybody who is acting in such a straight way like this guy. After this, he came back and asked, what did you do? After this, Yisrael HaShuchayel Aniyim, B'mafkar your Zeisim to the Aniyim, the Hav Pritaya, could be the reason Rashi said, I just thought now, because it's a very difficult Rashi, because Lamaisa, you have to be mafkar to everybody. But it was already hefkar to the workers. They were taking it. So he said, also to Aniyim, don't pay your workers with it. Be mafkar also to Aniyim. Not just to your workers. And that's hefker to everybody.
Was it hefker to the workers then? Would it be their
stars? No, I'm saying they were taking it as their stars. They were taking it anyway. So let them continue taking it. Be mafkir also to aniyim. And pay your workers other money.
Maybe the
aniyim. So they can still take it. Except now you'll pay them some other money for their stars.
They can pay double.
No, not paying double because it's hefker. That's what he's saying. The zaysim, they can continue taking. But they're taking now as hefker. That's what he meant. Yeah.
Maybe the workers are aniyim.
What? Maybe, no, but the workers were aniyim, then to those workers who were aniyim. No, then that we still can't still use it to pay their debt. It's free to them. He still have to pay them other money. Yeah, that's only, it's only depends what they're working. It's only with Gemar Malacha. Those are special halachas. Those aren't quite different.
Were they paying as much as they wanted, or was it
limiting them? Well, no, they were taking what their schar. But they were taking. So now he'll pay them the schar and continue let them take it.
Yeah, but
they can still take.
But then he was limiting them.
What?
Then he was limiting them.
Yeah, no, fine. So that's what he meant. That was, we mark it also to Aniyim. Let them continue taking. And you pay them. That's all. Okay. The Hav Pritaya, the same Prutos Mikischa, the Kashke Shakramit. And put out money from your pocket to pay them for the work. Mor says, Mishori Kishkush Shvias, so you're allowed to hoe during Shvias. You can't take the stones off the field to make it plantable. Stume pile. So Mar says there's two kinds of hoeing. One kind closes the cracks in the ground. Shashrashim megulim, because when there's cracks in the ground, the roots are uncovered. The tzarich lechasosim, you have to cover them over. Shlo yiyaber sheila, that the tree shouldn't dry out and die. The oak neilana hu shlo yamos. It's keeping the tree alive. The eno oslash bichon el lekayim anshori. As long as you're doing the malacha derabbanan to keep the tree alive and not to make it better, that's mutter. Pili is bekoyim, is cracks. The chadav ruyeilana kamo ubara osam bechar vosam. Linkov ha'ofer shalashrashim ulahazizo shiarach v'tichuach v'ha'ilan mashbiach. There's another kind of hoeing where you make the earth around the root soft, and then it makes the tree grow better. Kach shomati. Lishnach rin lahavri esoin lashbicha. Right? Bara can mean either bara osam becharvosam means that he stuck them with their swords. So lahavri means it's describing how the hoeing is made to soften the earth. Or lahavri is going on the tree to make the tree healthier. Okay, let's go on. Omar Ebu Mishum Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik. Another thing that he said in the name of Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik. Al Yahalech Odin Barbe Shabbosus Yosha Megimel Parsols. Person shouldn't travel Erev Shabbos more than 3 parsols. Omar Ab Kahana Lo Amren El Labesi. That's only if you're going home. Shouldn't be more than 3 parsols away from home and travel home if there's that distance Erev Shabbos. Stay where you are and make Shabbos where you are. Avalu Shpize Amay Denokit Samech. But if you're going to a guest house, then you know that they're not going to be expecting you and preparing food. So you're somech on what you have with you. Therefore, there's no reason why you can't travel to a guest house even more than 3 parcels. But if you're going home and they're not expecting you, you may end up without any food. And you're not relying on what you have. You think you're going to rely on what you have at home. And they don't have anything for you at home because they know you're coming. Yikadi Amre, Omer of Kahana, lo nitzrecho el afilu lebeise. Even going home, you can't. Surely not to a guest house. Omer of Kahana, v'didi havi uvda, v'afilu kisa the harsmash. I once had a mice like that, he said, and I traveled, and they didn't expect me, and I couldn't even find a little bit of herring to eat for a meal. Rashi. Lo yahalech, ele yishbos lo ba'ol yom godol v'yochin lo suda Shabbos. Stay where you are, while it's still a long time to go for Shabbos, and prepare your Shabbos. Don't travel and 3 parcels and end up coming to where you're going late, what's it called, Shabbos afternoon. And the Mefarshim here asks, L'chorah, it depends. If you leave early in the morning, 3 parcels, you get there early. If you leave late, even less than that time. It should say, don't travel that you'll get to a certain place. So there's all different pshatim over here, what exactly the isser is. Right? But pashtus, it means that if you're traveling a long time, there's always something to go wrong. So it's inevitably going to end up coming in late. So don't travel an extra long time that you shouldn't get misubach and end up coming up late. And if you know, though, that you're going to be there late, then don't travel even a short amount of time. But it means that even when there's plenty of time, 3 parcels already is going to be problems. Ela lebeso, shaholech lebeso. Hey, menom yodim shiyavo hayom. They don't know he's coming. So therefore, if you have a cell phone, l'chora is not a problem. The ain mechinim l'tzarcha. They don't prepare for him, so he comes home and there's no food. V'hu koeis aleh. And then, even worse, that there's no food for Shabbos.